What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The call came on Mother's Day. Not last week, not when every outlet of the country started running the headline. The anonymous call to a volunteer search group in Nogales, Sonora, came on May 10th, Mother's Day, from a man who wouldn't give his name to a group of women who spend their weekends digging the dead out of unmarked desert graves. He told them the most famous missing mother in America was buried in an Aro in the Mariposa district, west of Nogales, near the border strip with Arizona. He gave landmarks. He described clothing. He said, go look. So they did. 15 volunteers with shovels went out on May 16th. They did not find Nancy. And then the man called back, and he gave new directions. They went out again on June 10th. They didn't find Nancy Guthrie. And then El Impractical published a story. The New York Post picked it up, and suddenly every national outlet in the country was running some version of the same breathless headline. Nancy Guthrie's body may be in Mexico, but there's something in the story the headlines are burying. Something about what those volunteers actually found in that ground, and it changes what the story is really about. And we'll get there. Stay with me. Be sure to press subscribe as we continue to work our way through this. And I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section. First, I need to correct the timeline, because the way this has been reported is genuinely a bit misleading. The national coverage compressed a month-old tip that had already failed twice into what sounds like a breathtaking development. It's not. Here's what actually happened. May 10th, anonymous call to the Bascando Corazones Nogales. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. I'm sure I am. A volunteer collective that searches for the missing in Sonora. The caller, believed to be a man, says Nancy Guthrie is buried in the Mariposa area in a grave near a stream. May 16th, first search. Up to 15 volunteers. The area described by the caller, nothing found. The caller reaches back out with redefined directions, new information. A different spot of the same region, June 10th. The second search, nothing. A surge, third search, there we go. Scheduled for June 16th. Then on June 11th, we got that publication from El Impartial. The Post then runs the story, gets picked up in another newspaper, and then the national chain reaction starts. That's how we're here. That's how we're talking about, is Nancy Guthrie in Mexico? That's the timeline. And I want to be clear about the group involved, because they're not the problem here. Buscando Corazones Nogales, led by Romana Guadalupe Elia Ortiz, does real and dangerous work. They operate in cartel territory. They search for the missing when nobody else will. Their credibility isn't the question here. They received a tip and they did what they do. They went and looked. That is not reckless. That's what they exist to do. I mean, thank goodness. But look at the law enforcement posture around this. And take it for what it's worth, because there's different law enforcement involved here. The Pima County Sheriff's Department put out a statement saying they're aware of the reports but have not been contacted by the Mexican authorities. The FBI has said nothing. No U.S. law enforcement is involved in any of these searches. Nogales police accompany the volunteers for safety, but they're not investigating anything related to Nancy Guthrie. The Sonora State Commission for the Search of Missing Persons joined the effort, but that's standard protocol when collectives dig in that part of Sonora. It's a safety measure, not a credibility signal about a specific tip is, hey, we're here, we're searching too. It's more like, let's hope the cartel doesn't kill you and we'll try and protect you. So what we're actually looking at is a tip that's been tested twice, failed twice, and became national news, not because it produced a single piece of evidence, but because it produced a headline. Now, I'm not going to sit here and dismiss this out, you know, without examining it a little bit, because, I mean, that's, we have to parse things out. And just because I haven't found anything yet doesn't mean it's completely a dead position. But I think it's important to take a look at what reality is and deal with it on reality's terms. So here's the honest case for why someone could look at this tip and take it seriously. There's a lot of reasons to take it seriously. It's not just, I think she's over here. Like, there's logic. The location logic isn't insane on its surface. Think about it from a disposal standpoint. If you wanted a body to disappear in someone else's tragedy, to get cataloged under Sonora's missing persons crisis, which they have, you may not be aware of that, and we'll get to that in a moment. Instead of connected to a Tucson abduction, you'd buried it exactly where the cartel remains are expected to be found. Because a lot of them already have been there. A discovery in the Mariposa area gets filed under one crisis. It doesn't automatically trigger a cross-reference to a high-profile American case 70 miles north. There's a dark logic to that, and I'm not going to pretend that there isn't. Want to get rid of a body? Don't dump it in Tucson. Go dump it where the cartel's been dumping all the bodies. The caller persisted, two calls, refined directions. I mean, that could read as someone with secondhand knowledge, maybe heard something, maybe saw something, struggling to remember exact details, but trying to point people in the right direction. He described physical characteristics and clothing. And the group has not written off the tip either. They're going back out on June 16th. I mean, that's the best case for legitimacy. There's a lot of cases. There's a lot of times someone says, look here. And they don't find it in the first day or two or three or weeks. So hold that in your mind for a second, because you know, now I need you to take that apart too. We're gonna parse it out. There's a pattern here that connects this tip to every other false claim in the case too. And once you see it, you can't really look at any of them the same way. Start with the most obvious problem. The reward bypass. There's over $1.2 million in combined rewards available right now. But Tony, maybe they just don't want the money. Maybe. The FBI is offering up to $100,000. The Guthrie family has a separate $1 million reward for information leading to Nancy's recovery. If you have real knowledge of where Nancy Guthrie's body is, if you actually know, you call the tip line and you collect. You don't anonymously phone a volunteer search group in Sonora that has no verification process, no reward mechanism, and no law enforcement authority, unless, you know, you really don't care about the money. And you know, I agree. You may be saying to yourself, I don't care about the money. I would just do it. I hear you. It's the right thing to do. And maybe that is what's going on. But I mean, if you do happen to have that information in passing and there's about $1 million to collect, I don't know. I might take it from the FBI. I might take it $100,000 from the government, I think, to Savannah, if I were to be the person. I mean, this is, I don't know, going on a rabbit hole here. But if I were the person, then I found this out and I knew Savannah was offering it, I would say, keep your money. I'll take the government money. They've already taken plenty from me. I'll take that back. Thank you. But the money from the family, no, you've already lost enough. I don't need to profit off of your misery. So could that be going on? Possibly. The only reason to route a tip other than that through the Bascondo core zones instead of through the FBI is if what you have wouldn't survive contact with anyone who would check it. Or you may have another reason not to want the FBI involved in your own whereabouts, in your own knowledge, in your own connection to God knows what else, because you know what? They're not going to really want to pay that out. And if they find a reason not to, like, oh, you might be a criminal too, suddenly that happens. So there could be other mitigating factors at play. Not just, I'm doing the thing, I'm doing the right thing. Then there's the moving target. First location, search, nothing. Callback, new direction, search, nothing. I mean, we've covered enough of these cases to know what that sort of pattern looks like. Real knowledge produces one grave. You know where the body is or you don't. Fabricated knowledge produces a sequence of corrections. It is a psychic tipster signature, if you will. And it is two for two on failure from this one caller. The caller isn't narrowing in on something real. He's adjusting his story after each miss, possibly. That could be what's going on, too. I mean, and here's where the pattern locks in. And the thing I said, you won't be able to unsee, because this is a big thing. The ransom notes in this case were sent to media outlets, not to the family, not through the FBI, not through any channel that would require the sender to prove they had information worth paying for. They were routed through one channel, guaranteed to produce public attention and without requiring proof. This anonymous tip sent to the volunteer group, not to law enforcement, not to a tip line, same routing, same logic. Every false claim in this case has followed the identical playbook. Bypass the people who can verify, go straight to the people who will amplify. And the Mexico angle specifically has already been tested. Back in February, after the ransom notes claimed the case had gone international, Brian Anton from News Nation actually went there. He went to Nogales. He talked to people on the ground, couldn't find a single person who had heard of the case or knew who Nancy Guthrie was. The international frame collapsed on contact with reality. Now, months later, someone is pointing a search group at a dig site that was already active, that was already local news in Sonora this spring, and guaranteeing their show up, guaranteeing headlines. This caller maybe didn't want to find Nancy. He wanted to be part of the story. But here's another big part of this damn story, which really should probably be the headline. But because we weigh celebrity in weird ways, it's not. We know what the suspect on Nancy's porch looked like. We've seen the doorbell camera footage. We know he discovered that camera on the scene and improvised, covered it with weeds. That's not a man who pre-planned a 70-mile run to the Mexican border. That's not someone who had a disposal site scouted in a foreign country, maybe. I don't know. The Mexico theory doesn't just require Nancy to have been transported across one of the most surveilled corridors on the continent. It requires a completely different perpetrator than the one the actual evidence shows us. I mean, federal investigators, the ones with access to satellite imagery and border surveillance and international law enforcement channels, believe there was a body there in those arrows. It wouldn't be 15 volunteers with shovels doing the looking, or would it? Or would it? So here's the big part. Here's the big part of the case. Between April and May, weeks before this anonymous caller ever pointed them at that ground, they recovered the remains of at least 32 people from more than 25 clandestine graves in the same area. 32 people found. That should be the headline. Not necessarily, we didn't find Nancy here. But we found 32 other people. I mean, sit with that for a second. 32 people pulled out of the ground by volunteers, each one somebody's mother, somebody's child, somebody's brother, sister, husband, wife. No $1 million rewards, no national headlines, no cable news vans, no breaking development banners. Nobody called a tip line for any of them. Nobody called at all. The volunteers who went looking for the most famous missing woman in America pulled dozens of anonymous dead out of the same dirt. And that part of the story got folded into the subordinate clause. The New York Post mentioned it as background. Most outlets treated it as color. 32 people, and they're a footnote in someone else's headline. So they are certainly looking in an area where bodies have been found. And like we said earlier, if you're trying to put a body somewhere that people don't seem to be getting identified out of and are being written off as just another cartel death, it might be a good place to drop Nancy. So the anonymous caller pointed volunteers to a graveyard that was already full of people nobody is looking for. And the only reason the world noticed any of it, the only reason that this made national news is because Nancy Guthrie's name was attached. 32 people. This is the fourth time someone outside the investigation has inserted themselves into Nancy Guthrie's disappearance with information they couldn't verify, at least public-facing, routed through a channel that doesn't require proof, the ransom notes to media outlets. First, you had Derek Kalayla's fraud, the February international claims, and now this. The pattern isn't a coincidence. It's what happens when a case is this visible, this emotionally charged, and this unresolved for this long. The reward money, the famous family, the sustained media coverage, they create gravity as well. And what a gravity well pulls in is not the people who can help. It's the people who want to be close to the thing everybody's watching. Every false lead costs something real. Not in the abstract, it cost investigative hours, agents, and analysis. People have to chase it down, rule it out, document it, and move on. But how are you going to know what's real and not if you don't run them down? It costs the family another cycle of hope and collapse, another notification, another headline, another phone call that leads to another dead end. And it costs the public another round of coverage that amounts to nothing, eroding the attention span. The case needs to survive. Does any of this mean Nancy Guthrie is definitively not in Mexico? No, I can't prove a negative and I can't prove a positive. No one can. The June 16th search is real. The collective is real. If they pull something out of the ground, that changes the picture. We reassess within the hour. But the evidence we actually have, the man on that porch, the improvision, the behavioral profile, the complete institutional silence from every federal agency with resources to investigate a cross-border lead, none of it has ever pointed south. Not once, at least not yet publicly. Somewhere in Mariposa areas, 32 people are being pulled out of the ground by volunteers who do this work because nobody else will. Women who go out on weekends in cartel territory with shovels looking for other people's families. The anonymous caller used their work, used their tragedy as a stage, used the ground those 32 people were buried in as a prop in someone else's story. And Nancy Guthrie is still missing. The call came on Mother's Day about the most famous missing mother in America to a group of mothers who spend their lives searching for the dead. Whether that was calculated or coincidental, it tells you everything you need to know about what this case keeps attracting and what it costs every single time. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. We'll continue our conversation there. Be sure to press subscribe. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes. Late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, five modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, five modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, five modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.